How much stardust do I have? As told by Lizzie. Quarks and strings and other strange things are what Milo said girls are made of. He thinks he is so clever, but he is so totally not. He is so stuck up. I don't think he's handsome at all. I don't like the way he sticks his hair up in the front, like he's in a boy band. I don't like the way he sticks out his chin. I don't like the way he thinks he knows everything. And I don't like the way he says awesome all the time, period. But, I must admit, his trip through the body was way cool. Check out the Milo page. My sister Nettie and my cousins Milo and VC had entered the Science and the Future contest with me. Our team was called the Cosmic Kids. The contest was about the Stardust mystery. We had to figure out what Stardust was, when and how it was created, and how it was shared among people and animals. I kept checking the contest leaderboard. Our friends Jackson and Johari were still leading, and the Cosmic Kids were still last. I decided to start my research by looking at atoms to see if they could be the Stardust. I would get help from Mrs. Ortiz, the town librarian. She pointed me to lots of good resource materials. I learned that everything, like you, me, the dog, our house, and the whole planet Earth, is made up of tiny little building blocks called atoms. There are a bunch of different kinds of atoms. It was sort of like building everything out of plastic building blocks, like zillions of blocks of different shapes, sizes, and colors. I learned that the idea of atoms was proposed by a philosopher named Democritus a long, long time ago in ancient Greece. I went to see the Democritus expert avatar in the Cosmic Egg. His office was made of sandstone and was full of scrolls instead of books. He told me that atoms were everywhere, but he didn't know certain details yet, like our bodies are mostly made of four different kinds of atoms: carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, CHON for short. We also have calcium and phosphorus for our bones, iron for our blood, and a bunch of other atoms in small amounts. I needed to find out more about atoms. Could they be the Stardust? What are atoms? How small are they? How many of them are there in our bodies? How do they get into our body? The contest riddle said our Stardust was previously in Albert Einstein and the last T-Rex. If atoms are the Stardust, were my atoms once in Albert Einstein's body and in a T-Rex? Mrs. Ortiz gave me a book with lots of diagrams of atoms. I decided to show the team a carbon atom at our next meeting, since there are lots of those atoms in our bodies. I found out that the carbon atom has six tiny particles, called electrons, racing in circular paths, called orbits. They are like the paths that planets make around the sun, and our moon makes around the Earth. Those are also called orbits. Electrons orbit around a bunch of bigger particles, called protons and neutrons. The protons and neutrons are stuck together in a group at the center, called the nucleus. The protons and neutrons are made of smaller particles, called quarks, stuck together by something called gluons. That's pretty funny. Gluons, like glue? Different kinds of atoms have different numbers of protons and electrons. When I showed the diagram of the carbon atom to everyone, I told them a story. Atoms have electrons racing in circles around the nucleus, I said. An atom is like a family. The mom and dad and maybe grandparents, uncles, and aunts are the nucleus, or center of the family. They are like the protons and neutrons. The kids are like the electrons. They are smaller. They need to stay near the mom, or the nucleus. Or the dad is the nucleus, Milo pointed out. His mom didn't live too close, and he didn't see her very often, so I knew what he meant. Yes, the nucleus is like the mom or dad or guardian of the electrons, who are always in motion, running around them in circles. Different kinds of atoms would be like different sized families, I added. Some families are small, with a single dad and one kid, like Milo's. Some families are big, with a mom and dad, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and lots of kids. Does that make things clear? Then I explained that the Adam family, depending on its size, made it a specific element, like on that big chart called the periodic table of elements. So how many kids in the family told you exactly which element you were talking about? Hydrogen was like Milo's family, a dad and a kid. Our family was like helium. If Nettie and I had a nucleus made up of a mom, dad, and grandma and grandpa, which we basically did. Yeah, and uranium with 92 protons and electrons, added Nettie, showing off some of her science knowledge, would be a really, really large family. I wondered if I could see atoms under a microscope. I wanted to show the team an actual picture of an atom, like Milo did with the onion cells. So, I took a deep breath and asked Milo to show me how to use Grandpa's microscope. Of course he had to go, duh, no dizzy, that is a really dumb idea. They're way too small. Whatever, I said, but I felt like there must be some way to see them. I went back to the library and found actual pictures of carbon atoms. They were taken with a very complicated device called an electron microscope. The size of the carbon atoms was so small that they only showed up as fuzzy dots. They were so small that a billion times a billion atoms of that size could fit inside the 0.75 millimeter long piece of hair that Milo had looked at under Grandpa's microscope. How can I explain the huge number of atoms to the team? I kept wondering. Then I got this cool idea and started typing a line of letters on my computer. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. I got 84 letters on one line. How many will I get if I type letters on a whole page? I got 48 lines of random letters, and 48 times 84 equals 4,032 letters. So more than 4,000 letters on one page. Then I calculated what kind of book would have 1,000,000 letters. Turns out I would need a 248-page book, each page filled with letters and no spaces between the letters. I definitely wouldn't want to read that book. If I had 10,000 books, which is about the number of books in the average public library, that would be 10 billion letters. If we had 120,000 libraries, which is all the public libraries in the United States, we would have 1.2 million billion letters in all the books in all the libraries in the United States. But there are tons of books that are not in libraries, in lots of libraries that are not in the United States. So, if we counted all the letters on every page in all the books on Earth, we'd have something like 400 million billion letters. That is still 2.5 times smaller than the billion billion atoms in the small piece of hair. All these numbers were making me dizzy, as Milo lovingly called me. So, I decided to invent my own number, because a million or billion is not big enough for counting atoms. I decided to call the number a Lizzie. One Lizzie was equal to the number of letters on every page, in all the books, in all the world. So, one Lizzie equals 400 million billion equals 400 million billion. Imagine that. The number of atoms in one small piece of hair is still 2.5 times larger than the number of letters on every page, in all the books, in all the world. After I explained all of this to the Cosmic Kids, we knew we had to get Grandpa to help us understand all these big numbers. So, Grandpa put together a chart of big numbers. We figured out that if there are that many atoms in a little piece of hair, the number in a whole body was going to be enormous. I had an idea how to figure out how many little pieces of hair we would need to combine to make something as big as a body. I could do the shrinky thing in the cosmic egg, so that my height was the same as that 0.75 millimeter long piece of hair. From the percent shrinkage value, I would know how many shrunken little Lizzies it would take to make full-size Lizzie. Everyone, including Grandpa, watched as I logged on and dressed my avatar in a martial arts outfit, since that was what I happened to be wearing. I entered the cosmic egg and typed in the present time and location. I decided to use a dog's hair. We had brought our dog Coco with us, and he was sitting next to me. Milo suggested that I shrink by 2,000 times, or 0.05%. That looked promising. I was in a black forest. The dog's black hair strands looked like giant snaking trees. The tree trunks were the same size as my waist, and I was about as tall as the 0.75 millimeter long piece of hair that had the billion atoms. So, shrinking by 2,000 was just right. I had my answer. I was ready to log off when I thought I heard a person's voice say, "Watch out!" I turned, looked around, but didn't see anything. Then, I heard heavy footsteps behind me and this crunching sound, kind of like teeth grinding. A huge Godzilla-like thingy came toward me. Suddenly, being small felt like a terrible idea. I was so out of there. I quickly logged off the cosmic egg. That is a definite advantage of a virtual world compared to an actual world. "Hey, Mom," I asked, "does Coco have fleas?" She told me she didn't think so. Of course, the cosmic egg wasn't actually looking at Coco's hair. It was a program based on a dog's hair. So there was something about the program that had put fleas on the virtual dog. It made me wonder. But meanwhile, I had work to do. I now knew how to figure out the number of atoms in my body. I had to shrink by 2,000 times to be the same size as the small piece of hair in Milo's microscope photograph. So how many of these little Lizzies would I need to make one full-size Lizzie? If I think of full-size Lizzie as a box, I will need to pack 2,000 little Lizzies from the front to the back of the box, and 2,000 from side to side for one layer. And then I would need 2,000 of those Lizzie layers. So, the total of little Lizzies in the Lizzie box would be 2,000 times 2,000 times 2,000, which is equal to 8 billion. With that, I figured out that 8 billion times the number of atoms in the small piece of hair would give me the answer. So, the number of atoms in my body is 8 billion times 2.5 times 400 million billion, or 8 billion 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 atoms. That is 8 followed by 27 zeros. Grandpa made us grilled cheese sandwiches, carrots, and hummus for lunch. After that, it was time for the presentation of my research. I said, "Democritus proposed the idea that everything is made of small building blocks called atoms. And our body is made up mostly of four kinds of atoms: carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen." Then I explained how I came to 8 billion 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 for the number of atoms in my body, and compared the number to the number of letters in books. "Wow, that's a lot of atoms," exclaimed VC. "All the letters on every page in all the books, in all the libraries, in the world, times 20 billion, and they are all in just one body?" I composed a poem like Milo had done to explain about the atoms in our bodies. I read it. "Atoms. Atoms are nature's building blocks, used to build me and even my socks, and houses and cars and toys in a box, and stars and planets and mountains and rocks are all made of atoms of different kinds, in different arrangements that chemistry binds. Protons and neutrons in the center sit, with tiny electrons in surrounding orbit. Our bodies have plenty of oxygen, plus hydrogen, carbon, and nitrogen. And the number of atoms in one small hair is a number that's so large, to be fair, that to think of it was making me dizzy. So I invented a new number I call the Lizzie. It's the number of letters in all books on Earth. One hair has 2.5 Lizzie's worth. My teammates clapped politely. "Hey guys," said Milo. "Jahari and I made a video that has another way to understand the huge number of atoms in our bodies. It is called How Many Atoms Do I Have? We imagined that our atoms were sand grains and figured out how much sand we would need for the number of grains to be equal to the number of atoms in our bodies. In the video, I asked Jahari, when I really knew the answer, if I had a dump truck full of sand, would that be enough sand grains to equal the number of atoms in my body? No way, she says. A dump truck would have like 25 billion sand grains. You would need about 100 million dump trucks full of sand to equal just the number of atoms in one of your eyebrow hairs. So I say, that sounds crazy. And she says, it's true. The number of grains of sand that is equal to the number of atoms in one eyebrow hair would be enough to cover all of the state of Rhode Island in a sand beach 1 meter deep. You think that is crazy? She asks. Well, the number of sand grains that is equal to all of the atoms in your body would be enough to cover the whole surface of planet Earth in a beach 20 kilometers deep. And that is because atoms are 6 million times smaller than sand grains. I showed them the video, and that ended the meeting.